Come on, Harper.
Okay, what says I'm ready for a night out on the town? The baby bird earrings or the pigeon wing hat?
The baby bird earrings. They say two cute chicks. The hat just says don't talk to us.
Oh, we are gonna dance the night away. You know why? Because we don't have a curfew. We don't have rules. We don't have paper towels. Oh, remind me to pick some of those up on the way home. Woo, buddy! Yeah!
Hey, look at the two cute chicks.
Oh, thank you very much.
I was talking about her earrings.
Well, you're right.
Molly, please.
Oh, and before I forget, here's our rent money, Dexter.
It was a pleasure doing business with you. Oh, how about the electric bill?
Oh, I got this, Harper. Okay, well, here you go.
Oh, and while we're at it, you guys still haven't paid your cable bill.
Oh, here you go.
And the water bill?
Will you take $1.85 and some cute chick earrings?
Hey!
Lobby, here we are, ladies. Dance the night away. I'm gonna do the Dougie. Lean and brush. Lean and brush.
Please stop that. We don't have any money left. Just take us back up.
Well, I had a good time. How about you?
What's the point of having your own apartment if we can't afford to have fun?
You know, a lot of people on this floor have roommates to help them pay the rent.
Well, you heard him, Harper. You're out. I need a richer roommate.
He means another roommate.
Oh. Well, hey, Harper, you're back in. Find us another roommate.
With a slight as a piece. Yes, please. But you might find out it'll go to your head when you write a report on a book you never read. With the snap of your fingers, you can make your bed. And that's what I said. Everything is not what it seems when you can get all you wanted in your wildest dreams. You might run into trouble if you go to extremes, because everything is not what it seems. Be careful not to mess with the balance of things, because what it seems.
Okay, I've written down some questions to ask our prospective roommates.
Oh, me too. Do you have any money and are you my size? Might as well get someone we can share clothes with.
Oh, how exciting. The first applicant is here. Will this be the person we share our lives with? I just don't know.
Hello, I'm here about the roommate ad.
Come on, Mason.
No, really, think about it. Two girls living with a brave werewolf to protect them. What was that?
That was our fireplace dragon, you big brave werewolf. Thank you for your application. We'll take it under consideration.
Yes, she's taken it under consideration. I am wearing her down.
I think that was just a polite way to get rid of you.
Only time will tell.
I was kind of getting rid of you.
Well, that didn't take very much time.
Mason, wait. I'm really glad that we're still friends, but I just think it's time for you to move on.
Move on? Very well. I heard this apartment had fleas anyway.
That boy really wants you back.
No, I know. This is the ugly side of being irresistible.
Hello. I'm here about the apartment.
Ah! A ghost!
You guys have pillow fights? I love it here already. Hi. I'm Lucy. I hear you're looking for a roommate.
Well, we sure are. You're cute and about my size. Do you have any money?
Alex, don't you think we should get to know her first?
What? A ghost roommate is perfect. We don't have to yell at her if she stands in front of the TV.
Making sure someone is see-through is not how I pick a good roommate.
I can pay the first 2 months' rent right now.
That's how I pick a good roommate.
Okay, here's your water, and I'll grab your pickles. One second, I'll be right with you. Here's your sandwich, and please don't want anything else. Justin, look, I know I said I'd help you out so you could study for the wizard competition, but you didn't say I'd be doing this by myself.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. My parents should be back soon. They're just dropping Max off at wizard camp. But in the meantime, I ordered you a robot.
Yes! My robot bride is on the way!
It's a helper, not a bride.
It's still a her, though, right? I don't want to have to talk about sports with it.
It doesn't matter because I called the delivery people and they said that it's lost in transit. Sorry.
Robot delivery for Justin Russo. I mean, I don't know what's in this box. Delivery for Justin Russo.
She's here! She's here!
That's so weird because they said it was lost.
Who cares? Let's crack this baby open, get her working.
Bummer, it came assembled.
Hello, my name is Robuddy.
Oh man, it's a dude. How about them sports?
Harper, stop your racket. You moved out of our basement. You don't have to wake up crying anymore.
That's not me.
Johnny! Oh, no. Ghosty ain't in her bed.
Johnny!
Lucy, what are you doing?
Haunting!
Hey, keep it down out here. I mean, I can't even hear myself. Moving on.
There she is, Dexter. There's the ghost who woke me up.
Hugh Normus? You live here?
Yeah, I just moved in. But if this haunting stuff keeps up, I'll be moving out. She scared me so much, I had to hide under my bed. That's tough for a giant. Look.
Okay, ladies, you know the rules. No loud music, no parties, and no haunting after 9.
I'm so sorry. Haunting is just the way that ghosts express their sadness.
Well, why are you so sad? Is it because Harper ate all your oatmeal cookies?
Hey, we ate those and we agreed not to tell her.
No, it's not that. 60 years ago, I lost my true love, Donny Fazio. And my heartache makes me haunt every night. I'll understand if you want me to move out.
Oh, honey. Be out by morning.
Harper, we can't let her move out. We need her dirty rent money. Lucy, look, we just need to find you a new boyfriend. Someone that'll take your mind off your lost love.
I don't think I'm ready for that.
It's been 60 years. How much more time do you need?
Okay, I'll try.
Cookies! Cookies!
I also miss my oatmeal cookies, you two.
Hey, Justin, Robuddy is awesome. I love working here now.
Oh, well, good. I'll talk to my dad about bringing you on full time so you can quit your babysitting job.
Oh, check out our lunchtime entertainment. Show him, Robuddy.
Huh? I do not know how I didn't see that coming.
Is Justin studying for the wizard competition?
Yeah, he's been studying for... Wait. How do you know about the wizard competition?
It's funny, it's a ghost. Get it?
No, it's not funny. You made me spill my relaxation tea. What do you want, Alex? I'm very busy studying.
We're here to introduce you to our new roommate, Lucy. We know you like girls from the wizard world.
He is kind of cute. Why would a vampire dump him?
I was not dumped. She got old and she hobbled off into the forest. It happens.
Okay, well, this is Lucy. I'm not really good at playing Cupid, so let's just get to it. You need a dater.
Sorry, I cannot help you, Alex, because I am busy studying.
He's a softie. Just tell him your story.
Okay. Well, my boyfriend Donnie was an aviator, and he took off on a transatlantic flight, and his plane was mysteriously lost.
Transatlantic? Mysteriously lost. Interesting. Have you ever heard of the Bermuda Triangle?
Isn't that the place where ships and planes mysteriously disappear?
Yes. Now tell me, was he flying southeast, northwest?
We're trying to get her mind off of the boyfriend, so will you just ask her out?
Right. Lucy, I have to ask you something very important.
Yes?
What kind of plane was he flying?
Justin!
What?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter anyway. No plane could have survived the magnetic forces of the triangle.
Well, this was the best. Way to go, Romeo.
I'm terribly sorry for your devastatingly mysterious loss.
Okay, so I got us some things to help drown out Lucy's haunting tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay. First, I put in the earplugs.
All right.
Then, put on earmuffs. And after that, wrap my head and a scarf. What do you think?
It's not bad.
What?
Not bad.
What?
It works!
Hey, guys. How do I look?
What?
I met a really cute guy. We're going on a date.
Oh, really? That's great. This is exactly what you need to get your mind off your lost love. Goodbye, Donnie.
That's him.
Ugh. It's just Mason. Look, Mason, I told you I'm not interested.
Actually, I'm here for Lucy. You look lovely. Ready to go?
Really, Mason? You're taking my roommate out on a date? You're obviously just trying to make me jealous.
No, I moved on.
You only moved on this far.
Alex, I didn't know you guys have a history. If it's a problem, I won't go out with him.
Is it a problem?
No. No. Mm-mm. No problem. Mm.
Really? Because that fake smile says problem to me.
No. Go. Have fun.
Okay, then. Let's go, Lucy. I've got a romantic evening planned. First a romantic dinner, then a romantic movie, and then a romantic walk.
Oh, you want to know what else is romantic? When you get wolfed up and eat a rat. Don't forget to show her that.
Nice work today, Robuddy. We're a great team.
Yes, we are, boss man. Where is the wizard's lair?
Oh, it's just through the... Hey. What did you just ask me?
Where is the wizard's lair? Tell me.
Justin? Justin?
Zeke, I get it. You found a new dance partner. That's terrific, and I'm happy for you.
No! That thing just asked about the wizard lair.
Bossman is mistaken. I asked about a layer cake. The seven-layer cake.
He's lying.
Robots don't lie, Zeke.
The dark-haired, handsome one is right.
See?
No. Don't leave me alone with him. Look at him stare at me.
Relax, Zeke. He's not staring at you. He has no eyes. If anything, he's scanning you.
Boss man has a big mouth.
Listen, Robuddy. I don't know what you're up to, but I don't like it.
scan of Zeke complete.
My gosh, Harper, wake up! I found him!
Who? Jeremy from Science? Oh, this is terrible timing. I'm with Zeke now.
No, I found Lucy's boyfriend. Justin was right. He's lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, I get it. Lucy's not back from her date with Mason. Is somebody a widow jealous?
What? That's ridiculous. Look, I did some research. I checked compass variations against the weather patterns that night. Now, if I did my math correct, Donnie's plane landed somewhere right here.
Oh my gosh! You did math? You are so jealous.
Hey, hey, how was your day? Where did he take you? Did he try to impress you by running faster than a squirrel?
Yes, he's so cute. And tomorrow night, we're thinking
I found Donnie.
What? Where is he?
I believe he's on some island in the Bermuda Triangle. Now, let's go find him.
Alex, I can't believe you did this for me.
Yeah.
Well, that's Alex for you. Always thinking of others. With no ulterior motive whatsoever. She just gives and gives and just keeps on giving.
Let's get out of here.
I'm always thinking of others. Maybe this is someone else she can do something nice for.
Is Lucy here? She seems to have forgotten some of her lipstick on my face. And where's Alex?
She's not here.
Oh, kippers. Now I have to draw these on again tomorrow.
Lucy's not here either. Sorry, they went to go find her lost love in the Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle? No, I can't believe she would take that risk. I have to go and get Alex. Lucy. Don't mush it, please. I mean Alex.
Are you sure that this is the island where Donnie landed?
Well, when it comes to my magic, it doesn't usually go as I planned, but I am encouraged by the fact that there is a ghost over there by an old airplane.
Donnie?
Lucy?
Oh my gosh, it's like he's seen a ghost. Nah, how many times you get to use that one, right?
Lucy, I can't believe you're here. I lost hope of ever seeing you again.
Donnie, this is Alex. She helped me find you.
Thank you for reuniting me with my love, Lucy, and bringing her to this lonely, lonely island. There is no one to talk to here except the tribe of monkeys I've been feuding with over coconuts.
Coconut!
Ha! It's mine now!
Oh, I did a good thing. Hurry. Lucy, hi. If you're gonna stay here, there's a small fee for leaving the apartment early. 3 months' rent should be good.
Of course. Oh, I forgot my purse.
No, it's okay. I'll dig through it myself. Okay. That's weird. My wand isn't working.
That's the thing about the Bermuda Triangle. Once you're here, you can't get out.
Oh my gosh, I'm stuck on this island? Well, now this feels like one of my plans.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Nothing, boss man. Just a little light reading.
Oh! Hey, I didn't program you to do that.
Justin, have you seen the... I knew there was something wrong with this robot. Now do you believe me, Justin?
Just shut up and help me out, Zeke.
Okay.
Later, losers.
What the heck was that?
It must have malfunctioned. I came in and he was scanning my spell book.
A large robot just sprinted out of the restaurant. It appears that even people who don't eat food hate your food.
He ran away?
Yes, but we've got bigger problems. Alex has run off with Lucy to the Bermuda Triangle. We've got to go and find her.
Okay, you're going to have to do that by yourself because there's something going on with that robot.
Fine. Flash me there, I'll bring her back.
It's not that easy. Magic doesn't always work in the triangle. You're going to need these. Bermuda shorts. Put them on. They get rid of the magnetic current that interferes with our magic.
Toad in a hole, these are horrid.
Good luck. Up, down, circle, square, triangle.
I didn't think those shorts were that bad. I got a pair just like them at home.
I know you do. That's why we don't hang out in the summertime. Come on!
Oh my gosh, there has to be a way out of here. Mason, you came for me. You did come for me, right? Because Lucy's already with someone, so forget that. That's over.
Yes, I'm here for you. Once I heard you went on this wild quest to find Lucy's lost love, I knew you still had feelings for me.
What? You think that I went on this crazy, dangerous expedition just because I was a little jealous over a guy wearing the ugliest shorts I've ever seen in my life?
These magical Bermuda shorts happen to be our only way out of here.
Well, then I love them.
I bet these shorts look uglier on me than they do on you.
Oh. You want an ugly contest? Bring it on.
Never mind. You win.
Shut up.
Those two are so in love.
All right, let's go before the monkeys throw coconuts at us because we're wearing these shorts.
Do you have to spell for me?
Yes. Here is the In Through the Outdoor Spell, Master Gorosh.
Shh, not here. I'm undercover. No one knows what's coming. I know, the evil laugh doesn't really work with this face.